弟兄姐妹早安。
下位拜，
在我们低头祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father，
我们的天父，我们的主。
We do thank you, Lord. We can gather again this morning in your presence.
今天今早我们一同聚在你的面前，我们向你献上感谢。
And Lord, we thank you for the Lord Jesus.
因着主耶稣，我们要感谢你。
We thank you for the Son of your love.
因为你的爱子赐给我们。
Who pleased you in all things.
他在凡行的一切事上都讨你的喜悦。
And Lord, we thank you that Lord, his life was seen in this earth.
主，我们也感谢你，他的生命也向我们显明。
Full of grace and full of truth.
满有恩典，满有真理。
For in him was all the fullness of God.
因为神一切的丰盛都住在他的里面。
Lord, this morning we ask you to guide our thoughts.
今天早上我们祈求你来带领我们心思和意念。
As we consider your son this morning.
因为今早我们又一同来默想你的爱子。
We ask you, Lord, that we may see more of his glory.
我们向你祈求，请你使我们更多的看见他。
And Lord, that you might also show us your purpose for us.
我们也祈求你向我们显明你为我们所定的旨意。
So Lord, what is in your heart to speak to us this morning?
主啊，请你将你心中所有的向我们说话。
We ask you to speak.
求你对我们说话。
Give us ears to hear your voice.
赐给我们能听的耳朵。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.This morning we will talk on the topic of what it means to be a Christian, the Christian life.
今天早上的主题我们是要讲到做基督徒到底是什么意思呢？意义呢？
Acts chapter 11 and verse 26.
在使徒行传第十一章跟四十六节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 26.
使徒行传十一章四十六节。
Shall we read this verse together?
我们一起来读使徒行传十一章二十六节。
And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch.
找着了，就带他到安提亚去。
So、
他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，蒙主称为基督徒，从安提亚起手。
At the end of this verse, we see that.The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
在这些经文的后一半，我们读到蒙徒称为基督徒是从安提亚起手。
So why were they called Christians? What is a Christian?
为什么他们被称为基督徒呢？基督徒到底是什么意思呢？
Well, a Christian is a person in whom the Spirit of Christ lives.
基督徒乃是有基督的灵住在他们心中的人。
The Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
基督的灵就是圣灵，就是神的灵。
And the disciples were called Christians because they were like Christ.
门徒被称为基督徒，因为他们像基督。
They had been changed, radically changed.
他们是被完全的改变了。
They were new, they were like Christ.
他们更新了，他们像基督。
Now we live in a world that is broken.
今天我们所生活的世界是一个破碎的世界。
Yes, there are good things in the world.
虽然世界中有一些好的事物。
But there is also much evil in this world.
但我们发现世界也充满了罪恶。
And we ourselves, we are born with a sinful nature.
我们知道我们生下来就有了罪性。
We have sinful desires.
我们里面有私欲。
We have pride, we have selfishness, we have greed, we have lust.
我们有骄傲，我们有自私，我们有贪婪。
The things that we should have, we don't have.
但我们应该有的，我们却没有。
We should have love and grace and compassion and mercy.
我们应该有的是有爱，我们乃是有安慰，乃是有包容，但这些我们都没有。
We've all fallen short of God's glory.
因为众人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
We've fallen short of what God intended us to be.
神为我们所定下的标准，我们都达不到。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
所以保罗写信给提摩太的时候
，And he said, "This is a true and a faithful saying."
说这是可信，是真实的，可是可信的。
That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
基督降世为人，为要拯救罪人。
So the Lord Jesus came to set us free.
主耶稣基督到世上来，是要来释放我们。
Free from the power of sin.
将我们从罪恶的权底下释放出来。
And to give us a new life.
叫我们得释放，得着新的生命。
A life that is no longer controlled by Satan.
叫我们的新的生命不再受撒旦的控制。
But a life that is now controlled by the Holy Spirit of God.
而这新的生命乃是被神的灵、圣灵所带领的。
Now the Lord Jesus died on a cross.
我们知道主耶稣他死在十字架上。
With a purpose.
乃是有一个目的的。
That upon him was placed the sins of the whole world.
因为在他的身上归全世界的罪都归在他的身上。
And he took upon himself the judgment of God for the sins of the whole world.
他乃是在他身上担负了全世界罪人的审判。
Yes, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again from the dead.
之后他被埋葬，第三日又从死里复活。
He has conquered death.
他征服了死亡。
And he now offers eternal life to all.
而现在他能够将永生赐给每一个人。
He offers a new life to those who trust in him.
而凡相信接受他的，他都把这新的生命赐给他们。
And he freely gives his Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
而那些凡遵行他的旨意的，他都把圣灵赐给他们。
So when the Holy Spirit lives inside a person, he has the life of Christ within him.
所以当圣灵住在一个人里面的时候，那个人的身上就有了基督的生命。
One of the most famous verses in the Bible.
在圣经里有一节非常出名的经节。
Romans chapter 6 and verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
The wages, that is the reward of sin, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
罪的工价就是死，罪的工价就是死，但在神，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Perhaps there is someone here this morning who does not have this life.
或者在我们当中有些人今天还没有得着这永生。
So if you are ashamed of your life,
你若因自己的今生而羞耻，
and you would like to have a new life,
那你也愿意得着这新的生命，
then Jesus can save you.
那基督能够拯救你。
He can give you a new life,
他能够把新的生命赐给你。
And eternal life.Today.
今天就把永生赐给你。
So what is this new life in Christ like?
在基督里这新的生命是什么样子呢？
We live in a time when there are many different ideas about Jesus.
我们所生活的这个世代，许多人都对耶稣有不同的看法。
Some people picture Jesus as a bright and breezy person.
有些人觉得基督是哪一个满脸春风的人。
Someone with a very glib tongue who's enticing people to follow him.
好像借着他所说的话又来诱惑许多人跟随他。
Some people think that Jesus just wanted popularity by doing miracles.
有些人觉得基督是为了出名，所以行了许多的神迹来吸引人。
But then there are others who think of Jesus as a very austere and solemn person.
但有些人觉得耶稣是一个严肃的宗教人士。
No smiles at all.
好像从来都没有笑过的。
But what did Jesus say about himself?
那耶稣怎么样的说到他自己呢？
In Matthew's Gospel chapter 11 and verse 28.
在马太福音第十一章第二十八节。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 28,
马太福音十一章二十八节，
Jesus calls us to come to him.
耶稣呼召人到他这里来，
to take his yoke upon ourselves and to learn from him.
就我们来服他的耳，学他的样式。
He said, "Because I am meek and lowly in heart."
他对自己的描述乃是我是柔和谦卑。
And then we will find rest for our souls.
到他这里来，我们就能够得着心里的安息。
So Jesus said he was meek and lowly in heart.
耶稣说他自己乃是柔和谦卑的。
So another question that comes up today.
今天又有一个另外的问题。
Do we have to be like Jesus?
我们需要像耶稣吗？
Does it matter?
到底重不重要呢？
Well, yes, it does matter.
是非常重要的。
If we read Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and verse 29, we see why it matters.
我们做读罗马书第八章二十八节到二十九节。
Right, he tells us that all things work together for good to those who love God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
To those that are called according to God's purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
And if we look at the next verse, verse 29.
我们又看二十九节。
We see that God's purpose is that we should be conformed to the image or likeness of His Son.
我们看见神预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That he might be the firstborn, the older brother, among many brothers.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
God has a purpose for each one of us.
神对我们每一个人都有一个旨意。
That we should be like His Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是要像他的儿子耶稣。
Adam and Eve were created in the image and the likeness of God.
亚当跟夏娃本来是按着神的形象和样式被造的。
And salvation is to restore that divine image in us again.
而神的救恩就是将人起初所有那神圣的形象和给回我们。
Right, so that we may be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够像主耶稣。
So let's consider the life of the Lord Jesus.
是吧，让我们现在是来思想耶稣的一生。
So Luke tells us, Luke's Gospel tells us that when Jesus was a boy of 12 years of age,
在路加福音曾经为我们记载下，当耶稣十二岁的时候。
Right, at 12 years of age, he would have been regarded as a man.
按照他们当时的律法，他十二岁的时候就是可以算为成年了。
And he would have worked.
他也能够工作。
But when Jesus was 12, his family came to Jerusalem for the Passover.
当耶稣十二岁的时候，他们一家人到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
They came every year.
他们每年都上去。
But on this particular year,When Mary and Joseph and the other children returned home, Jesus remained in Jerusalem.
但是在这一年，当约瑟、玛利亚和其他的孩子都在回去的路上的时候，耶稣自己却留在耶路撒冷。
The reason he remained behind,
他留下来的原因是
was so that he could sit and talk with the teachers of the law.
他乃是又在殿里坐在教室的当中，一面听一面问。
He was hearing them and he was asking them questions.
他听他们讲什么，也提出问题来。
And he must have asked very hard questions.
他可能也提了一些很难的问题。
Because Luke records that they marveled at his answers.
因为在路加福音说到。他们都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
When the teachers of the law were not able to answer, Jesus told them the answer to his questions.
而当那些教师不能够回答他问题的时候，耶稣自己却给了他们答案。
So there is something that we see from this, that Jesus had a real love for the Word of God, for the Scriptures.
所以从这一点，我们看见耶稣里面有渴慕和爱神的道理的道。
When Mary and Joseph found Jesus on the third day,
而当约瑟玛利亚在第三天之后再找到了耶稣，
Mary said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us?"
玛利亚对他说，我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？
And Jesus replied, and he said, "Didn't you know that I must be about my father's business.
那耶稣却回答说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
The scriptures were his father's business.
因为这圣经就是他父为念的事。
And Jesus considered that more important than food or a place to sleep for 3 days.
耶稣觉得神的道比他又吃又睡这些更重要。
So that raises a question.
像这就为我们有了一个问题。
How important are the scriptures to you?
今天圣经对你到底有多重要呢？
Most people today have a very casual attitude to the Word of God.
但今天许多人对神的圣经、神的道却带着一个平常的态度。
Either that or they ignore them completely.
或者他们是完全的藐视、忽略了圣经。
But please know what God says.
那让我们听神是怎么说的。
Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2.
以赛亚书在66章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2.The Lord says at the end of that verse, This is the one to whom I will look or have respect to, he that is of a humble and a contrite spirit and trembles at my word.
在以赛亚书66章第二节的后一半，但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
So when the Lord sees us concerned andHonoring His word.
当神看见我们是怎样尊重而专注他的话语，
Regarding the word of God as top priority.
认为神的话乃是我们心中最重要的，
Then the Lord sees that.
当主看见这样的人，
And He has respect toward us.
他说神就看顾这样的人，
That's someone that He wants to have fellowship with.
因为这样的人是神所愿意与他来往的。
Now, Peter has some words for us.
彼得自己也有一些话给我们。
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
在彼得前书第二章第一节和第二节。
Peter writes that laying aside... Sorry, I just find the verse.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节。
Laying aside all malice...All guile, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡计、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
So Peter writes to young believers and says, "Desire the word of God."
所以彼得写给这些刚信的信徒，说你们要爱慕神的话。
And drink that milk so that you may grow.
像这灵奶，喝这灵奶，你们就能够渐长。
But note the order that Peter wrote.
当我们看见也彼得所写的次序。
He said, first lay aside these things, put these things aside.
首先那就除去这一切。
Right, malice and guile and hypocrisy and envy and evil speaking.
恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
That's the reason that people don't have a desire for the word of God.
因为这些都是为什么今天人不渴慕神的道的原因所在。
Because they haven't put away these evil things from their life.
因为他们没有从心中除去这一切的恶毒。
If you don't have a love or desire for the word of God,
你如果没有一颗爱慕神话语的心，
you need to ask yourself why.
你应该问自己，我为什么会这样？
Without the word of God, you cannot grow spiritually.
你若是没有神的话，你不能够在灵里成长。
When David wrote in Psalm 119 and verse 97 about the scriptures, he said, Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
诗篇一十一九篇第九十七节，大卫写了这样的话说：我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
David was a man who loved the scriptures.
因为大卫是一位爱神话语的人。
And because of that, David had a love for the Lord.
而因这样，大卫就有一颗爱神的心。
And God also had a great love for him.
而且神也爱他。
David was a man after God's heart.
因为大卫乃是合乎神心意的人。
And God continued to speak to him from the scriptures and reveal his heavenly plan and purpose.
而神也能够一直的借着圣经向大卫启示他属天的意象和旨意。
Well, let's go back to our topic. So Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
我们看见耶稣是在拿撒勒长大的。
And he worked as a carpenter.
在那里他是做一个木匠。
So when he was about 30 years of age, he was baptized in the River Jordan.
当他三十岁的时候，他就在约旦河受浸了。
Right? John the Baptist baptized him.
施洗约翰为他施洗。
And then after he was baptized, Jesus went into the wilderness.
他耶稣受浸了之后就去到了旷野。
And he was there for 40 days.
就在那里有四十昼夜。
And in those 40 days, he had nothing to eat.
而在这四十昼夜，他没有喝，没有吃的。
He went apart to be with the Lord and to pray.
他在那里乃是在主的面前，在那里禁止祷告。
But during those 40 days, he was also tested or tempted by Satan.
但在这四十昼夜之后，他也受了撒旦的试探。
And the Gospels tell us only three of those temptations.
好像福音书里面只是告诉我们这些试探中的三件。
But we see with each temptation, Jesus responded, "It is written."
但耶稣对撒旦的每一个试探，都是用经文来回答他，说因为经上记着说。
And he quoted the word of God to Satan.
之后他是用神的经文来回答撒旦的问题。
And Satan was defeated.
撒旦就被打败了。
So Jesus did not overcome Satan by being clever.
所以我们说耶稣没有靠自己的聪明来胜过撒旦。
He didn't use his own wisdom.
他没有用自己的智慧。
He had the word of God in his heart.
他心中有神的道。
And the word of God was what he used to overcome the temptation.
而他靠着神的道来胜过所面对的试探。
David also, Psalm 119, verse 11.
大卫在诗篇119篇11节。
David said, Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
So if we're going to overcome temptations,
我们若要胜过所面到的试探，
We really need to have the word of God in our hearts.
我们必须有神的话在我们的心中。
We cannot overcome Satan by our own wisdom.
我们不能够靠自己的智慧来胜过撒旦的。
We have been given the word of God, which is called the sword of the Spirit.
神将他的话赐给我们，在圣经中也称为属灵的宝剑。
And that is what we must use to overcome Satan.
这是我们所有需要应用的来胜过撒旦。
So Jesus was tested.
所以我们看见耶稣他受试探了。
And we see in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15.
我们又在希伯来书第四章十五节。
That Jesus was tested in all points the same as we are.
说耶稣也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样。
But he did not sin.
只是他没有犯罪。
What Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 tells us,
在希伯来书四章十五节告诉我们，
Yes, Jesus was tested in all points.
是的，耶稣在凡事上也受过试探。
The same as we are.
像我们一样。
We are going to be tested in all points.
那我们也会在凡事上受试探。
Alright, so don't think it won't happen to me.
所以千万不要以为不会发生在你的身上。
Satan will test us in all points.
撒旦又在凡事上来试探我们。
And James tells us,
而雅各书的雅各又告诉我们。
In verse 1 he says hello, and in verse 2 he says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into testing.
在第一节，第一章一节，他先请安，第二节他就跟弟兄们说，你们落在百般的试炼中，都以为大喜乐。
So testing is something that we must go through.
所以试炼乃是我们必须经历的。
Testing will enlarge our faith.
因为经过了试炼，我们信心就能够成长。
It will cause us to grow spiritually.
使我们也能在属灵上成长。
Now God knows how strong our faith is.
神是知道我们每一个人信心的程度。
The problem is that we don't.
那问题是我们自己不懂的。
We think we have strong faith.
我们常常觉得自己的信心很大。
But it's not until the test comes.
但等到试炼来到了。
That's when we find out how strong our faith really is.
我们那个时候才认清楚自己的信心到底是有什么程度。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13.
哥林多前书第
God does know how strong our faith really is.
第十章，神是真的知道我们的信心是有多大的。
And he has given us a very precious promise in verse 13.
而在十三节又给了我们极大的应许。
He tells us that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful.He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
So no temptationHas come upon you except what is common to man.
所以凡临到我们的试探都是人所能受的。
So don't think I'm a special case.
不要觉得你自己是特别的情形。
It happens to all of us.
众人都有这样的经历。
Okay. But notice this verse. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted more than you are able to bear or to endure.
但听清楚神的话却说，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
That means that any temptation, any test that comes to you,
所以这说明每一个临到你的试探，
You know, God has set a limit, a boundary.
神他都已经定下了定下了一个范围。
So that it will not be too great for me.
有了一个限制，使到对你不会太大、太难。
So any temptation or testing that comes to you,
所以无论什么样的试炼或试探临到你，
you need only say, "Yes, Lord, you are faithful."
我们去回答的是，神啊，我知道你是信实的。
You have set the boundary.
你已经为我定下了疆界。
So that I can overcome this.
使我能够胜过这试探。
And God will make the way of escape for us.
而神同时也会为你预备一条出路。
Okay. So let's move on. On the Sabbath days, after the temptation in the wilderness, Jesus then began to give public ministry.
在耶稣受了这个撒旦的试探了之后，他就开始了公开的服事。
So on Sabbath days, Jesus taught in the synagogues.
所以在安息日的时候，耶稣就到会堂里去教训人。
And on other days, he taught by the Sea of Galilee or out on the countryside.
在其他的日子，他就在在加利利的海边或者在旷野中教导人。
And so Jesus healed many people.
耶稣医治了许多的人。
And many people followed him to hear his teaching.
而有许多的人，他们就跟随了耶稣 和来听他的教导。
Now, we have Mark's Gospel chapter 8.
在马可福音第八章。
One occasion, 4,000 people came to hear Jesus.
有超过四千人来听耶稣讲道。
And they remained with him for 3 days.
而他们在那里与他同在三天的时间。
And during those 3 days, they had nothing to eat.
而在这三天的日子，他们又没有吃的了。
So it was like a conference for 3 days.
就好像他们开了一个三天的特会一样。
But a conference without meals.
但是这个所开的特会却不包括伙食。
So, but those people were happy to stay for 3 days to hear the word of God.
但是这许多的人，他们是欢喜在那里三天与耶稣在一起。
John the Baptist had come preaching.
施洗约翰当他出来传道的时候
，and telling men to repent because the kingdom of God was near.
叫人要悔改，因为神的国近了。
And multitudes in Israel they heard the preaching of John.
在以色列许许多人都听见了施洗约翰的传道。
And they did repent.
他们也悔改了。
They turned away from sin.
他们离开自己的罪恶。
And now their hearts were hungry.
而现在他们心中渴慕。
They were hungry for the word of God.
他们心中乃是饥渴神的道。
So Jesus was there, a teacher.
所以耶稣对他们讲像一个教师一样。
And so the multitudes flocked to hear his teaching.
所以许许多多的人都跑到他那里去听他讲道。
So he taught them about the Heavenly Father.
耶稣就教导他们关乎天父的事。
He taught them about the kingdom of God.
又教导他们关乎天国的事。
He taught them how to live.
教导他们该怎样的去生活。
So the hearts were prepared by John.
所以这许多人的心已经被施洗约翰预备了。
And then the people came.
之后人就到耶稣这里来听他讲道。
And Jesus was there to teach them.
而耶稣也在那里教导他们。
Day after day, wherever he went.
无论他到哪里，一天过一天。
Now, if we're going to be like Jesus,
我们若是要像耶稣，
should not we be teachers as well?
那我们是不是应该也像耶稣一样的教导别人呢？
I mean, his life was completely given to teaching the word of God.
我们发现耶稣的一生都充满了对人的教训。
He said that was his father's business.
说这一切乃是父的事。
So for each one of us, we need to have a love for the word of God.
所以我们每一个人必须有一个爱慕神话语的心。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15.
在提摩太后书第二章和十五节
，Paul writes to his young son, to young Timothy.
保罗写信给年轻的提摩太。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
At the end of that verse, rightly dividing the word of truth.
后面的经文的后一半说，按着正义分解真理的道。
So each one of us needs to have a good understanding of the scriptures.
所以我们每一个人都必须有一个清楚的明白真理的道。
So that we are able to impart the truth of the word of God to others.
这样我们才能够正义分解。真理的道给别人。
Right, so that we're not ashamed, a worker that's ashamed because he doesn't know how.
我们这样就不至于羞愧，因为我们能够按正义分解真理的道。
And we have to have the word of God very clear.
神的道也必须非常清楚的。
A right understanding.
有对的理解。
A workman that is not ashamed.
做一个无愧的工人。
Right, so we have fellowship one with another.
我们彼此之间都有分享交通。
Fellowship is about sharing the scriptures, sharing testimonies, sharing what you have received from the Lord.
分享交通乃是分享我们在神话语中所领受的我们的见证我们的经历。
If you are willing to share,
你说愿意去分享
what the Lord has shared with you,
就是主已经跟你所分享的
then the Lord will give you more,
主就会把更多的给你
so that you will have more to share,
这样你就有更多可以去分享的。
And what will happen is that you will grow,
这样你就会成长。
And those whom you share with, they will grow.
而你所分享的对象，他们也有成长。
So let us look quickly at the life of Jesus.
所以我们是一直在看耶稣的一生。
Actually, we sang the song, Oh, to be like him.
刚才我们唱了这首诗歌说哦主我也像你。
And many things in that song talk about the life of Jesus.
而在这诗歌里面都讲到耶稣一生。
A very compassionate, loving, gracious man.
他是一个慈悲怜悯的人。
So, I'll just skip over some of the things that we were going to talk about.Was Jesus, what kind of person was he? Was he a person who had no feelings, no emotions?
耶稣是怎样的一个人呢？他是不是一个没有人的情绪感受的呢？
I mean, there's nowhere in the scriptures where we read that Jesus laughed or Jesus smiled.
好像在圣经里面我们没有读到说耶稣大笑了或者耶稣笑了。
You think of some of the things that, like, for example, Zacchaeus.
或者我们看一个例子，像那个撒该的例子。
Zacchaeus was a tax collector.
撒该他是一个税吏。
But he had a real desire to see Jesus.
但他心中真的有一个渴慕，要去见耶稣。
He was a very short man.
他是有一个矮小的人。
He couldn't see over the crowd.
所以在众人的时候，他看不见。
So he ran ahead and climbed up a tree.
所以他用自己的方法就爬到桑树上去了。
And when Jesus passed by,
而当耶稣从树底经过，
Jesus looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly.
耶稣往上看说，撒该，快下来。
Today I must stay in your house.
今天我要住在你的家里。
What expression was on Jesus' face when he said that?
你能够想想耶稣说这话的脸上的表情吗？
Was he smiling?
你觉得基督会是微笑的对他这样说吗？
I think so.
我觉得应该会的。
And what about when Lazarus died?
那当拉撒路死了，
And Mary and Martha sent for Jesus.
而马大跟玛利亚他们差人去找耶稣。
And when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days.
而当耶稣到他们村里的时候，拉撒路已经在坟墓里4天了。
But when Jesus saw the sorrow and the weeping of Mary,
当耶稣看见他马大玛利亚的所伤心的众人的伤心，
he was so emotionally moved that he himself wept.
他自己也被感动，所以耶稣哭了。
So yes, Jesus was a man who had the same feelings that we have.
所以耶稣也像我们一样，人一样有他的情感。
What did he look like?
那耶稣的样子是怎样呢？
Well, John the Baptist came in a camel's hair garment.
当施洗约翰来的时候，他是穿着骆驼毛做的衣裳。
He ate locusts and wild honey.
他又吃蝗虫野蜜。
So a very strange character.
所以大家觉得他很是一个很特别的人。
So he would have attracted a lot of attention.
所以因为他看起来很奇怪，或者会吸引许多的人。
But Jesus didn't dress in a strange way.
当耶稣来的时候，他的穿着却没有说与人不同。
And if he was in a crowd, he would have looked just the same.
他如果是在一群人当中，他看起来跟别人一样。
There was nothing outwardly to attract attention to himself.
好像在他的外表没有什么可以特别来吸引人的特点。
Luke 7 verse 33 and 34。
路加福音七章三十三节跟三十四节。
So John came eating and drinking, and they said he's got a demon.
他说，因为施洗约翰来不吃饼不喝酒，人就说他是被鬼附的。
Yep, the Son of Man has come both eating and drinking, and you say, look, he's a glutton, he's a wine bibber, he's a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
但人子耶稣来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
So, which shows that whether whatever you dress like or whatever you are, if you have enemies, they'll find fault with you somehow.
所以无论你来的时候是怎么的穿着，你外面的形象是怎样，这些人总是能够找到借口来指责你的。
But Jesus didn't do things to attract attention like that.
但是耶稣自己没有做什么特别的行为来吸引人。
So, some parents brought their kids, their children.
所以有些人却还把他们孩子带到耶稣这里来。
They wanted Jesus to put his hands on them and bless them and pray for them.
他愿意耶稣按手他们孩子的身上，为他们孩子祷告。
And the disciples, they saw these young children and they thought, no, 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 and they tried to shoo them away.
当门徒看见这些孩子来，他们就觉得这孩子不应该来，想将他们赶走。
But Jesus wouldn't allow them to shoo the children away.
但耶稣却不让门徒把这些孩子赶走。
So, even children.The Lord had respect for.
所以你看见耶稣的心也包括了爱这些的孩子。
He didn't despise any.
耶稣没有小看任何一个人。
One of the accusations against him was, "You're a friend of tax collectors."
刚才我们看见人对他的一个指责，说他是税吏的朋友。
And Jesus didn't despise them either.
耶稣却也没有藐视他们。
So that is the character of God and the character of Jesus.
我们知道这是神的性情，也是基督的性情。
And that's how we should be as well.
我们作为基督徒，我们也应该像他这样。
Not to despise any.
我们不轻看任何一个人。
So Jesus was not proud.
耶稣一点也不骄傲。
Matthew 20 verse 26.
马太福音二十章二十六节。
Matthew 20, verse 26 and verse 28. We'll just look at verse 28.
马太福音二十章二十八节。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣说，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
How many people have the thought that I'm here to serve?
今天有多少人有一颗这样的心，说我来乃是要服侍别人？
Most people want to have the top position.
今天世界里的人，他们都有争执这个啊顶最顶的位置。
But Jesus wasn't like that.
但耶稣却不是这个样子。
He came to serve.
耶稣说，我来是要来服侍人。
To do the will of God.
来遵行神的旨意，
to do what God wanted him to do,
乃是要行神交给他的，
to do what needed to be done,
乃是要来成全所需要的。
And it wasn't that he might do something to get honor,
他做这一切不是为了给自上自己得荣耀，
or praises from men,
或者得到人的称赞，
or that he might get some position,
或者他在人的当中能够有高的地位。
He had a humble heart.
他有一颗谦卑的心。
He was like a servant.
他像一个仆人一样。
How many people are like that?
今天有多少人的心是有像仆人的心一样的？
So he had a very humble mind.
我们看见耶稣，他是有谦卑的心思。
And he came to give his life as a ransom.
而且他来，那是要为多人舍命。
How many people are like that?
今天有多少人愿意为人舍命呢？
That I'm willing to lose my life for your benefit.
说为着你的益处，我愿意舍命。
And there are stories of people who have done that.
我们也听过有些有这样行的人的故事。
So we see that in his heart there was great love for others.
我们看见在耶稣的心中，他有极大的爱，爱别人的爱。
So if you see someone who is seeking to be the top person,
当你发现一个人乃是有争执一个高位。
Or to get honor or praise or glory.
想要为自己获得好名声，获得人的称赞。
Just remember, that's not the spirit that was in Jesus.
让我们能够记起，在耶稣里的灵竟没有这些。
In Isaiah, the Old Testament also speaks to us about the Lord Jesus.
在以赛亚书也跟我们讲到啊，耶稣。
On one occasion, Jesus said, "These scriptures speak of me."
因为耶稣曾说，这些圣经是指着我说的。
Isaiah chapter 55, chapter 50, sorry, and verse 5 and 6.
以赛亚书五十章第五节跟第六节。
The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, and nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting.
主耶和华开通我的耳朵。我并没有违背，也没有退后。人打我的背，我任他打；人把我的蟋蟀和胡须，我由他拔。人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。
He had a desire to do the will of God, even though it was going to cost him.
他心中定义，又遵行神的旨意，而愿意付上代价。
He was not rebellious.
他一点也不悖逆。
He did not kick against the will of God.
没有违背啊，抗拒神的旨意。
Now, did Jesus ever get angry?
那我们又问耶稣，在圣经有没有讲到耶稣啊，这个发怒的呢？愤怒呢
？Yes, he did.
是的，耶稣有的。
But Jesus was never angry out of control.
但耶稣他虽然啊发怒，但他一切都是在他控制啊之下的。
We have three occasions in the scriptures when Jesus was angry.
在圣经中有三次我们看见耶稣他发怒了。
On one occasion, he was in a synagogue.
其中一次是在这个会堂里。
And there was a man there with a withered hand.
而在这个会堂里有一个人的手枯干了。
And so Jesus called him forward.
所以耶稣就叫他进前来。
And then he asked those present, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day?"
之后就问周围的人说，在安息日行善可不可以
？And they wouldn't answer.
但是周围这些人却不回答他。
Their hearts were hard.
他们心里刚硬。
And it tells us in Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, that Jesus looked upon them with anger.
所以在马可福音。啊、第三章的时候记载着说耶稣看着他们这样就发怒了
Because of the hardness of their heart
因着他们、啊、心里的刚硬
Look, Jesus did say that it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day
这里说到马可福音三章五节说到耶稣怒目周围看他们忧愁他们心刚硬之后又说，在安息日行善是可以的。
The Sabbath day was made for man，
因为安息日乃是神为人所造的、预备的。
So that a man can rest from his work，
叫人能够歇了自己一切的工作。
Man was not made to keep the Sabbath，
神造人不是要叫人来守安息日的。
The Sabbath was for man to have a rest，
神。预备了安息日，乃是要使人得着安息。
So yes, it is lawful to do what is good on the Sabbath day.
所以在安息日行善是可以的。
The thing we learn from this, though,
但在这些我们所学到的是
is not to have hardness of heart.
我们不应该有一颗刚硬的心。
If we have a hard heart.
我们若有一颗刚硬的心
then he will be angry.
那神也会为对我们发怒的。
Now there are two other occasions when Jesus was angry.
还有另外两处的圣经说到耶稣发怒了，愤怒了。
One was at the beginning of his ministry, and the other at the end of his ministry.
一个是他公开服事的开始，一个是他公开服事的末了。
And on each of these occasions, there were people in the temple who were buying and selling.
我们看见在这两处的时间都是有人在店里面做买卖。
At the time of the Passover, people came from many places throughout the world.
在逾越节的时候以色列从各世界的各地到这个圣殿来。
So they came with their own money from another country.
他们就带着各个国家不同的钱币到以色列来。
And they needed to buy the sacrifices.
所以他们来了之后，他们就必须要来买要献祭的物品。
So the money changers and the merchants set up in the temple courtyard.
所以在这个店的这个外面就摆了很多的这些兑换银币的还买卖的摊子。
But when Jesus saw it, he was angry.
当耶稣看见这些事的时候，他就发怒了。
And he made a whip out of small cords.
所以耶稣就做了一条鞭子，绳子做成鞭子。
And he drove them all out.
就把牛羊都赶出店去。
And Matthew 21 and verse 13.
而马太福音二十一章十三节
，It is written, My house.shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
马太福音二十一章十三节，耶稣对他们说：“经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成了贼窝了。”
In the Psalms it says, "The zeal for your house has eaten me up."
他说：“因你心里的火热。”
So Jesus was concerned about God's house.
乃是说到我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
Because that physical temple was really only a picture of the eternal.
因为外面的这个殿只是永远的殿的一个影子而已。
But still, it was God's dwelling place.
但当那时还是神住在居住的地方。
And Jesus said, "You have made my Father's house."
所以耶稣说：“你使我父的殿。”
Actually, he says my house, but it's quoting by the Old Testament scripture.
在旧约的讲到我的殿。
So the Father's house had become a place for merchants.
因为他父的殿现在变成他们做买卖的地方了。
And Jesus drove them out.
所以耶稣都将把他们从殿里赶出去。
What we need to understand is God is holy.
我们必须明白的，神是圣洁的。
That we need to reverence and honor Him.
我们乃是要敬畏他，尊重他。
To come into His presence, we need to have clean hands and a pure heart.
我们要到神的面前来，我们必须守洁，心清。
The house of God is the church today.
神今天的家就是教会。
It is God's dwelling place.
那是神居住的地方。
When we gather in His presence here this morning,
当我们今早聚集在他面前的时候，
It is God's desire to dwell with us.
神也愿意住在我们中间。
That His presence should be among us.
就他能够与我们同在。
You can see it in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16.
我们看见哥林多后书六章十六节。
Chapter 6 and verse 16.
哥林多后书六章十六节。
What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
哥林多后书六章十六节说， 神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们又做我的子民。
So the gathering of the church,
所以当教会聚在一起的时候，
is for the Lord to be among us, his people,
乃是有一个目的，乃是有神在我们中间。
So we need to be holy in every way,
所以我们在凡事上都应该圣洁。
And not to do anything that would bring shame,
任何会带来羞耻的都不该行，
or dishonor to the name of the Lord,
或者是神的名蒙羞的事都不可干。
In Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, it tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
在箴言说到敬畏耶和华乃是智慧的开端。
We must have a holy reverence for our God,
我们心中必须有敬畏神的心。
In Jesus' day, there were rulers and Pharisees and Sadducees.
在耶稣的当时，我们看见有文士，有长老，还有这些法利赛人。
And they were the teachers.
而他们是当时人民中间的教师。
Some of them were godly.
有一些是虔诚的。
We know of Nicodemus and we know of Joseph of Arimathea.
我们知道有那个尼哥德牧，还有那个约瑟。
But mostly, they were not godly at all.
但却许多都是不虔诚的。
They had an outward appearance of being righteous.
他们在外面好像有好的行为。
But their hearts were not right with God.
但是他们的心却与神不合。
And John chapter 12, verse 42 and verse 43.
所以在约翰福音第十二章四十二节跟四十三节。
John chapter 12, verse 42 and 43. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God.
约翰福音十二章四十二节四十三节，虽然如此，官长中却有好些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。这是因他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
This can become a snare to us.
这也会变成对我们一种的捆绑。
When someone speaks well of you, you feel very good, very happy.
当你听见人对你的夸奖，你就飘飘然。
But we must be careful not to love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
但我们应该小心的，就是我们不应该爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
If we love the praises of men more than the praises of God,The danger is that we can become like these Pharisees.
如果我们爱人的荣耀多过爱神的荣耀，那么我们就有一个危险，会变成这些法利赛人一样。
That we only have an appearance of being righteous, when in fact our hearts are not right at all.
就我们只有一个敬虔的外表，但是我们的心却与神不合。
Now they became enemies of Jesus.
而这些人最终成为了耶稣的敌人。
And they slandered Jesus a lot.
而之后他们就在背后说耶稣的坏话。
But Jesus did not slander them in return.
但是耶稣却没有反过来说他们的坏话。
Many times Jesus reproved them for their wickedness.
但耶稣却有许多的机会责备他们的恶行。
They plotted continually against Jesus.
他们是这样的，一次再一次，再一次的，想要来谋害耶稣。
Like it says in Psalm 37, the wicked plot against the righteous.
就像在诗篇二十七章说，这恶人在心中谋算义人。
But Jesus did not plot against them.
但是耶稣却没有谋算他们。
But Jesus did reprove them.
但耶稣却责备他们。
Slander is when somebody comes to you and says, "I just want to have a quiet word with you in private."
或者有些人到你这里来说，我可以跟你悄悄地讲一些话吗？
Or they say to you, and whisper.
或者他们在这里轻轻地跟你讲一些事。
Because they don't want anyone to hear what you're saying.
因为他们不想被别人听见他们又说的话。
That is slander.
我们这样都是在背后悄悄说人的坏话。
And don't give your ear to slander.
不要让你的耳朵去听这些闲言闲语。
Because you will be the one who loses.
因为最终是你自己的损失。
But Jesus had words about these men.
而耶稣对这样的人却有这样的话。
And he spoke it openly to their faces.
而是公开在他的面前说这样的话。
He didn't hide what he had to say.
耶稣没有把他所有说的藏起来。
And he did speak to the multitudes as well.
而耶稣也曾经在众人的面前说这样的话。
But there in those multitudes were these Pharisees.
而在这些众人的面前就有这些法利赛人。
They were there trying to catch something of what Jesus said, some of his words.
因为他们在那里乃是想要来抓住耶稣话语的把柄。
So he spoke openly to them.
而耶稣就公开地责备他们。
And if they had ears to hear what he said to them,
而如果他们有耳朵能够听见耶稣对他们说的话，
And they took it to their heart,
他们接收到心里去，
they would be in the kingdom of God today.
他们今天也能够进神的天国。
Now, Jesus had many things that he taught.
耶稣一生教导了许多的事情的道理。
And the things that he taught are really about himself, about his life, the life of God.
但耶稣教导许多就是关乎到他自己和他的生命。
Right, so he didn't teach one thing and have a different life.
他没有说教导一个道理却跟他自己的生命不符合的。
So his teachings are really the way that he lived.
所以耶稣所教导的都是他所活出来的。
Now there is one thing that stands out.
而这里面有一个是非常突出的。
It's Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
马太福音第六章十四节和十五节。
He taught them to pray.
耶稣教导他们要祷告。
And then he said these words.
之后他又说了这样的话。
If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Now how plain is that?
耶稣讲的是非常的直接和清楚。
Can you misunderstand it?
你人会误会他所说的话吗？
It's pretty plain, isn't it?
我们看见他的话非常清楚易懂。
But who can do it?
但是谁能够做得到呢？
Right? Naturally speaking, we cannot do that.
靠着我们的本性，我们做不到。
Because our old nature cannot do it.
因为我们的罪人是不容易饶恕人的过犯的。
Only the new nature, the life of Christ within us, can do this.
只有当我们得着新的生命，耶稣的生命住在我们里面，我们才能够做得到。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48.
马太福音五章四十三节到四十八节。
He speaks about loving your enemies.
耶稣说到要爱你的仇敌。
Again, it is impossible for the old man.
对我们的旧人来讲，爱仇敌是不可能的事。
But Jesus gives us the reason, verse 48.
但是耶稣在48节却给了我们的理由。
Therefore you shall be perfect, or mature, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
所以你们又完全像你们的天父完全一样。
It's only the new life in Christ that is able to love enemies.
唯有新的生命，基督的生命住在我们里面，我们才能够爱我们的仇敌。
Look, a tree is known by its fruit.
耶稣也说，看果子就可以认识树。
And people are known by their life, the way they live.
所以认识一个人，你也看见，你也可以通过他的生命来认识他这个人，他怎样的生活来认识这个人。
We have a saying that your actions speak louder than your words.
他说你的行为比你所说的话更清楚意见。
So we really do need to have a new life.
所以我们需要有新的生命。
So some people say, well, look, we're counted righteous by faith.
但有些人说我们是因信称义的。
Jesus died for the sins of the whole world.
耶稣为着全世界人的罪而死。
And they will say that means past, present and future.
而那这样说到是过去、现在和将来的罪都赦免了。
So it doesn't really matter how I live.
所以现在再也不在乎我今天怎么去生活。
As long as I believe in Jesus, everything will be fine.
只要我心里还相信耶稣，那一切都是好的。
Is that right?
这样是对吗？
Well, no, it's not right.
是不对的。
Because a tree is known by its fruit.
因为看果子你就知道这棵树。
If the new life is in us,
如果新的生命在我们里面，
there will be the fruit of the new life.
那么这新的生命会结出新的果子来。
That new life will bring honor and glory to the Lord.
这新的生命乃是将荣耀赞美归给神。
The scriptures tell us that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
The old has passed away, and the new has come. This is from God.
看啊，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
So yes, we do need to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
是的，我们必须活出一个生命讨神的喜悦。
The man who says it doesn't matter how I live.
若一个人说，现今不在乎我怎么去生活，
is not living by faith.
我们知道这样的人不是凭信而活的。
The man who is living by faith.
一个人若是凭信心而活，
is living by the new life that is within him.
乃是活出在他里面的新生命。
The man who is living by faith.
一个凭信心而生活的人
can discern what is new nature and what is old nature.
他们能够认清楚什么是出于旧人，什么是出于新人。
And he has the power to choose to live by the new nature.
他也有能力去选择活出这新人。
Because the Holy Spirit is in him.
因为有圣灵住在他里面。
Look, God has.We become children of God when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们相信接受耶稣的时候，我们就成为神的儿女。
But God wants us to be sons.
但神却愿意我们成为长大成人，成为儿子。
He wants us to be mature.
他要我们成熟。
Like His Son, the Lord Jesus.
像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
Because God has a great heavenly purpose for us.
因为神为我们安排了极大的属天的旨意
that we may rule together with Jesus in a new creation.
在神的新的创造里面与基督一同作王
That's the purpose that he saved us for.
这是为什么神又拯救我们
Our part now
而我们现今的责任是
is to live by faith
乃是用凭信去生活
and allow him to work in us.
而让神在我们的里面做工
through every experience in our life
在通过我们人生中的每一个经历
because God has arranged it
因为神是为我们特别做了安排的
to change us to be like His Son
乃是用来改变我们，使我们像他的儿子。
So Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6.
所以腓立比书第一章第六节。
Paul writes to the church there. He says, "He who has begun a good work in you is able to complete it."
说那已经在你里面，在你们里面动了善工的，必有成就之事。
So that is our faith.
这是我们所信的。
God is able to complete that work.
神能够成就这工。
He is able to change us to be like the Lord Jesus.
他能够改变我们，来像他的儿子耶稣基督。
Shall we pray?
让我们低头祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father,
我们的天父，我们的主。
We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful.
我们感谢你，你是信实的。
That Lord, you came.
主啊，你来了。
That you might save us.
为的是要救我们
and give us a new life,
要将新的生命赐给我们
and that you might change us and transform us to be like yourself.
之后还要来改变我们，使我们能够像你自己。
We thank you, Lord, for such a high calling.
天父，我们感谢这崇高的呼召。
And we thank you, Lord, for your desire.
主，我们也感谢你这样对我们 的爱慕。
To take man who is made of dust.
来寻找从泥土所造的人
and to raise us up together with Christ,
就我们能够抬举我们能够与基督同坐
to sit in heavenly places together with him,
在天上与基督同坐
We thank you, Lord, for your marvelous grace to us.
主，我们感谢你这样奇妙的恩典能够临到我们身上
and we do ask you, Lord, that you may give us faith.
我们祈求你说主啊请你将信心赐给我们
To complete that work which you've begun in each one of us,
能够来相信你所有成就在我们里面所开始的善工
that you may present us each one before your throne.
而当你将我们引到你宝座面前的时候
as sons,
我们都是儿子
those who are like your son, the Lord Jesus,
都像你的儿子耶稣基督
we give you our thanksgiving.
我们将感谢归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, brother. Thank you.